Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Michael Hanford.
I got a new microphone stand.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up? Same old microphone stand.
No new equipment whatsoever?
I stand for this microphone stand.
Jeffy, you got a whole new wall behind you.
I'm coming at you live from the new apartment.
Oh. Do you stand the new apartment?
The new apartment.
Oh my God, he moved to France.
Is it... I always would say compartment because they're smaller houses.
Yeah. You should continue to say that.
I got to stop back in my compartment to change and then I'll meet you guys.
I mean, why do they call them apartment when they're not apart? They're all together in a building. These are the things.
I know.
Somebody dig up George Carlin and tell him that one.
You know that meme that's like a girlfriend looking at her boyfriend in bed and she's like, I bet he's thinking about other women. And then he's thinking, why is it called an apartment?
Tim, I did look up the, can I pet your dog? And that was funny.
The one, you don't want to, the one that has a boy in the shot. The funny one is when it's just a video of a dog. Because I think a lot of people did redos and lip syncs. But the original, I think, is just a video of a dog and then off screen a Southern boy.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, I saw a little kid, almost like a toddler.
Yeah, the one that I had sent out thinking it was the original one in the show notes was just a kid in a kitchen.
I went in the show notes and changed
no
that.
No dog. Oh, man. You know, Tim, you can't.
I'm getting into those show notes every week.
You actually can't go into the show notes once they're out. What's done is done.
I sneak in there late at night. I go into the show notes.
I don't like either of you touching the show notes. I thought we're doing that. We're outside sourcing
this week on the show. Tim is really funny.
What I was going to say, though, is the meme. Is this considered a meme, the Damn Daniel?
That's a viral video.
Viral video. Still one of my faves. We all know that show, Squid Game. Squidward. Yep.
Yeah.
There has been a run on white vans because that show is so popular. Everyone at Halloween dressed up like
Yes.
Yeah.
They've sold like 7,800% more than they usually do at this time.
Damn. That's a good move. If you ever want to sell a product,
yeah,
make a really successful show.
Did you watch Squid Game? Did you finish it?
No. I'm missing it. I'm intentionally I'm sitting this one out, waiting for the next one.
Take part in the culture.
You know what? Tim, did you finish yet?
Yeah.
I'm watching it. I'm loving it.
What episode are you on?
As of this podcast recording, I haven't finished it. But as of this podcast airing, you bet your ass I'll have finished it.
Oh.
Well, I started liking it, and my interest waned.
Oh.
What about Garth? Oh, no. All right, let's get to the
butt. Oh, no, Mike's precious interest. I'm sure the Ted Sarandos of Netflix gives a flying fuck what some Brooklyn dork thinks.
Hey, this Brooklyn dork talk, I don't like that anymore.
Okay. Dude.
You saw the watch I got.
All you have to do is say that, and I will stop calling you that. I didn't know that you didn't like it. So now you're kind of a Canal Street jeweler.
That's right. That's what I'm into now. And I'm back into The Sopranos, baby.
It's the best.
Oh.
Oh.
No, you don't like Squid Game? You're watching The Sopranos? Oh.
Pantaleon just showed up.
Joey
Pants.
Hey,
that's great.
In my house. You have to leave, sir.
He was probably in Matrix at the same time-ish, right? Like late 90s?
Yeah, Matrix first in this.
Yeah. Why, oh, why didn't I take the blue pill?
I got a cameo video from Joey Pants, and he was very low energy. He's like, hey.
Oh, yes, I've seen
hey
that video.
Hey there, Tim. reading straight from the, you know, like my, like, Tim, I see you're from Los Angeles. Very, very low key guy.
Are we ready for a little bit, 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 bit?
Bop it.
Ooh.
Don't have to worry about nothing.
Ooh.
When we're hanging with Kelpakis, Hanford and Jeff, I want to go get sloppy tonight. It's our God given right. Pouring glass after glass until we're drunk off our ass. Cause we're here for the beer, so everybody say cheers. I promise I won't shit myself this time. We're getting sloppy tonight. It's our God given right. Let's party, dudes. It's a party, yeah.
It's booze news, you discount aisle dipshit.
Discount aisle dipshit.
Not me. I go top shelf specialty shop.
Yeah.
Is that fully a ridge, or is that pulling from something?
I'm scared to say, because now it could be a David Bowie song I don't know, and I'll get fucking reamed all over the internet.
It sounds like a David Bowie
but
song.
But that theme was by the Jonah Equation. That's a band you can check out on Spotify. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
Awesome. Yeah, if they're a real band, I'm going to say that to Ridge.
I don't think a real band would waste time on a cover. They're trying to get the word out.
We've done it.
Yeah, wait a minute.
We're not a real band.
We're as real as they come.
We're not a real band. We're just a bunch of Canal Street jewelers. Okay, here's the booze news. It involves the Russian route. Mike, why don't you refresh our listeners on what the Russian route was?
Russian route is a little thing that I concocted a couple years ago, 10 years ago about. Made it out of whim. It's mug root beer and vodka.
What was the third thing?
Ice is ice, but it's optional.
Yes. And, you know, it's important to decide for you yourself whether or not you take the ice option.
And also, it's no longer a Russian route if it's in, like, a certain location. Where was it?
Oh, yeah.
Say what?
It's like it's in the directions that it shouldn't be in, like, a certain area.
The ground?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, don't put it on the ground.
Yeah, lots of drinks have that about where they're not supposed to be served.
As soon as it touches the ground, it's no longer a Russian route. You got to start over.
Mike did some great mixology inventing this drink. We put the word out to slopheads. And what a great few weeks we've been having of having slopheads send us recordings of them ordering Russian roots out at bars.
I forgot about that.
Yes, so I'm talking dozens of slobheads did it. They recorded themselves some audio, some video. And we said, you know, don't make it into a little pranky. This ain't no Bam Margera, Viva La Bam, okay? Play it.
Yes,
play it straight.
This ain't no disco, ain't no country club
this
neither.
Ain't no CKY. We said, with a straight face, confidence, go up to the bar, order a Russian route and see what happens.
Yeah.
I laughed my ass off. Listening to these and watching these, I totally cracked up. And you guys know, it's been a long time since I cracked up.
Yeah. I know how much
and
you
want. But I plucked two of them that I really liked, because they were really, I mean, these were all fantastic. Keep them coming. But I was really just interested in the bartender's reactions here. And here's two clips. Ooh. Let's start with one from slophead Laura Vinegar.
Can I get a Russian root?
What's that?
Oh, okay. It's fine. It's two parts root beer. Mug root beer if you have it.
Like the stuff on tap?
Yeah, root beer. Okay. And then one part Svedka. Vodka. And I will have ice in it as well.
Okay. So
in a short glass.
Yeah, do that first.
So pretty much like a shot of Svedka and then two parts
root beer.
Okay.
With ice.
Do you want it in like a plastic glass or like a...
Just like a short glass. Yeah.
All right.
Oh my God, that was so
perfect. Real, a bartender who's open-minded, plays ball, and congratulations to Laura for taking that ice option.
Yes.
Yeah. Proudly.
It's usually good, the ice option.
I think that's exactly what you want. You say some nonsense, but then the bartender's like, okay, what is it? And
okay, what? And tell me what that is.
And you're supposed to say, Laura, you're supposed to say, it's from the Sloppy Boys Podcast. Everyone here should listen.
How?
Yeah. No, that's
great. I love that because the bartender listened and made the drink, and it was great. Now one other that I pulled was from Slophead Manton Minnick. Hit it.
Nuts.
Could I get a Russian root for my shifty dinner?
Yeah, what's that?
It's two parts root beer to one part vodka.
Yeah, totally, buddy.
Ice optional.
Yeah. A Russian root?
A Russian root. Killer.
Wow.
That's a good bartender. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. What is that? Okay.
I could tell he was a regular, just based on
beyond
the,
regular, you know what? Jeff, this was his shift drink. He worked at the restaurant, left the kitchen, and went to the bar.
I thought that's what he said.
That's what he said. Gotcha.
That's why it was meant. But so those ones just those made me happy because a lot of these were videos just met with blank stares or unintelligible grumpy mumbling from bartenders.
It's funny just hearing these two. I was like, wow, this could be a movement. This could grow into a big thing. And then you saying that, like, blank stares is like, no, it won't.
Mike, it's not a movement. It's a groovement.
Ooh.
We were supposed to get that started.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
It's been a while since we pulled that old gem out.
So now if you're going to order Russian root, you say, and they say, what is this? Is this some sort of new movement? You grab them by the lapels and you say, it's a groovement. Asshole, and I will have the ice.
Yeah, and they'll definitely have lapels.
Your fucking throat.
Don't worry about whether or not they'll have lapels. They will.
They will. If they're a bartender at a nice establishment, they should.
And I'll tell you, I really like crowdsourcing our content like this. This is going to be a boon for
us. I'm so happy people went out and ordered it.
Well, the thing is, guys, it's interactive. You get connected.
Yes.
It's a groovement. Michael, you had some booze news to talk about.
I have a little bit of booze. It's kind of booze news. This is more of a question for my mom. I got this text earlier today.
Okay, typically booze news is sort of like news that involves booze. It's not always questions for moms, but
it's more about music, which we do say we're a
great getting even further from booze news, but keep going.
great.
Well, I didn't really know where to put this in the show.
Well, did you come to our weekly producer meeting?
She had just I have been locked out of those. I don't understand why. She just finished up the mojito and she enjoyed that.
Oh, okay.
And she seemed like, she said we're a little sour on the mojito. And I think that was the one where it was like, we've had better ones. We made them incorrectly. Okay. She says, I have a question for the Sloppy Boys. When you turn on your Mac computer, does the opening ding sound, she has in quotes, because does the opening ding sound like the opening chord for Hard Day's Night? It does to me, just asking.
Wow.
Ooh.
Great
does
question.
That give you any?
Because I don't think of Hard Day's Night, but I think
of Day in the Life.
No, but yet a different Beatle.
Interesting.
I think of Live and Let Die by Paul McCartney. When you were young and
you used to say? Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, I never really put anything, I never associate anything with it other than, ooh, it's time for me to surf the net.
Hey, maybe I'll look at a new porno.
No, Mom, if you're listening to this, that's not what I'm doing on the net.
No, I'll look at a new porno so that I can flag it and have it taken down.
Get
this stuff off of here.
When I'm not looking at stuff off here, it's a lot going on here. I have to watch a lot of it. No, you know what I did? I found out, though, that that sound is like copyrighted by Apple.
Oh, sure.
The Oh, that kind of sounds like the HBO. That's a good question. I think one of us has asked this.
We've played this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you Curb. Think of? And for me, it is. Yeah.
It's funny because I even if I just had watched 86 hours of Sopranos, I still hear it and think of Curb.
Yeah.
And then every time I hear the Sopranos theme, I say, "What the fuck is going on?"
Yeah, folks at home, we're talking about what do you picture after you hear what's the tune that starts playing in your head? Is it
I think that the Microsoft version of this Apple startup sound we're talking about, I think Microsoft hired Brian Eno to do theirs. Paid the big bucks.
That one I can't think of, though. It's
kind of like, hello, I'm Brian. Hope you've liked all my tunes over the years.
I worked with David Byrne. Okay.
Right. I don't remember any Windows startups except for like XP.
I don't know.
Remember Windows XP?
Yeah, Windows XP was like get axed.
Get axed.
How do you ax?
You know what was a great joke about computer sounds? It was in the old Clone High cartoon, yeah. When the bad guy was typing and it would be like eep, 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 thunk, 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 eep, eep.
Yeah.
It was like constant errors as he types away.
Every key was the wrong key. That was such a great show. That was one of those
it's coming back.
One of those shows where it's like, oh, they had one season and it ended on a cliffhanger and they don't make any more.
Damn.
And that's too bad. I guess, folks, chime in with what song the Mac startup makes you think of.
And the HBO one.
And the HBO one. And any other thoughts you might have.
Yeah, chime in with any thoughts you might have.
I have a piece of, I don't know if it's Booze News related or what.
It is.
Sure, Booze News is pretty loose these days.
I have an announcement to make. We will no longer be doing the sound effect to pronounce the end of Booze News.
That's your first contribution as a Booze News editor, is that you're taking away the one feature you were in charge of.
Yes.
What?
I know. It's so antithetical.
I'll tell you what, Jeff. You're about to get your ass fired from Booze News. Oh, you can do the intro. No, you can come back for the drink of the day, but you're going to have to leave the room for Booze News.
No.
Jeff, get back on his good side, because I got threatened with this once. It's, I don't know. I didn't know what to do.
I'm trying to win a fucking Pulitzer here, and you guys are fucking me up.
For this one, Jeff, do add it later, but add the Mac startup sound.
They're going to go to fucking jail.
They'll get flagged.
Yeah, that's right.
Flagged.
You can't do that. It'll flag.
That's probably the most flaggable song on earth. Sound.
Yeah, don't do that one, Jeff.
Yeah, just use this.
But is that it for Booze News?
Yep. Wrap it up.
As far as I'm concerned.
Oh, you know what? Tim, do that again. Nice. Do that again, nice and clear. Now, folks at home, send us a video of your computer starting up to that sound.
Ooh.
And we'll send you
$100.
No, don't say that.
$100 gift certificate to Apple.
Folks, send us a video.
$100 of Apple stock.
Send us an email or a video of something that you want to have sent to us, and we'll play it and do it all on the show.
Okay, so are we wrapping up Booze News? Because I have something else I need to talk about.
For Booze News?
Outside of Booze News?
No.
Okay.
Outside of Booze News. Just before we get to the drink.
Yeah, go for it.
As we're talking about sounds on computers and stuff. I think I do a good impression of the AOL You Got Mail
guy. Okay. The AOL You've Got Mail guy.
Let's hear it.
Want to hear this? Okay. Yeah. You've got mail.
Yeah.
That was good.
Is that close, or do I have to work on that?
Mike, I thought you were going to do like a jokey thing. That was perfect.
That was pretty good.
I thought I had mail.
I was doing it the other day in my house. By myself.
I always thought I did a really good when you sign off from AOL Instant Messenger when somebody else signs off.
Oh, yeah.
Ready? Boom.
Subtle.
Remember that?
Have you ever been sitting next to Mitch when he checks his email?
No.
He's still AOL.
Oh, yes.
And it goes,
you've
got mail. And he goes, I do.
Oh yeah.
And I like there were sometimes like he's done it in front of us as a joke, then other times he's fully been like in a different room in an office by himself, and I hear, I do. You've got mail. I do.
Dude, that's the funniest thing when you hear when somebody's being weird and it's not for anybody. It's just like they don't know they're being watched and they're still being weird. The best.
I do.
Tim, you remember I was in the shower. I was doing a John Travolta impression by myself.
Sandy!
And you could hear me in the other room. Sandy!
And me? I was taking a shower, and midway through, a penny fell out of my body.
That's right.
out of where?
Well, the mind goes to a certain location, doesn't it? I was shitting out change for weeks. Come on now.
Well, that's it for bit, right?
Guys, ready for the drink of the day?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
The Boulevardier you've had.
Woo. Never had.
Never had, never heard.
Woo. No had, no heard. Not, but it does it conjure an image? The Boulevardier.
Yeah, I think you think of like on Broadway.
I picture a French, because isn't that a French pronunciation?
Or you're thinking of Boulevardier.
Yeah.
Yes. I've had, Boulevard. I like the drink, and I like the whole vibe, because this was, this word is very appealing to me, because there was an episode of Bourdain when he was in New Orleans. This drink is not from New Orleans, but when he was in New Orleans, he had a local guy taking him out, showing around, and the guy explained the concept of a Boulevardier is someone who puts on their best outfit on a Friday evening and goes out and just kind of walks the streets and kind of...
Whoa, that's the person that does it? That's called a Boulevardier?
Yeah, Boulevardier, it's like saying a man about town, you know?
Cool.
And, you know, a boulevard is a street, so it's kind of just a guy who walks the streets.
And, a man of the streets.
Yeah.
But in like the 1800s, right?
Yes, and it's like... But it's not like, oh, this is just some weird guy. It's like that was his activity. Like you put on a nice suit and I'm going out. And you don't have a destination, but you're a Boulevardier. And people bump into you.
Would he be stopping at places or just he's out and about and bumping into people and chit-chatting?
He's got to stay on the sidewalk. No,
he's not permitted in any establishment.
It's about the street and the sidewalk.
No Boulevardier.
No, that's the thing. Mike, the thing is that you're open-minded, right? So if you meet someone right. and they invite you somewhere, you go there. This is me in Los Feliz, California, right? I'm kind of walking,
right.
You know.
Yeah, you're having a night in the town.
I'm kind of, you know, I take in a film at the Vista. I'm nibbling on a Goldberger. I'm kind of, hey, look, Zooks is in his booth. Hey, buddy, how's it going?
See, I will not leave my home without a detailed itinerary.
But are you wearing a suit?
And an invite.
Are you wearing a suit?
A birthday suit.
Oh!
Oh! Ow!
Got me.
Wearing a suit, but it's actually he's nude. Oh! Okay. Okay, but getting back to this drink, I think we're all Boulevardiers, but this drink particularly, here's what's cool about this drink is that we're becoming cocktail dudes, right? We kind of are learning and we kind of know a few things.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like for example... When we hear about the sidecar, we can look at the ingredients and be like, "Oh, that's a cognac sour," you know, because it's like a whiskey sour, but with cognac. Cognac sour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
we would say that
cognac sour.
Yeah. See, perfect. And you guys would you have said that if I hadn't just said it?
Yeah,
yeah, sure, yeah, sure. Yeah. Cognac sour. Yeah.
Oh,
God,
yeah.
You guys are.
Yeah,
yeah. Your hands are shaking.
No. I've never been more relaxed in my entire life.
You're shaking with confidence.
Yeah, no, please continue, Tim. Let's leave this topic almost immediately.
Well, here's where I'm going. When I tell you about you guys knowing what you know about cocktail structure.
Yeah.
What comes, when I say that the Boulevardier is whiskey, Campari, and sweet red vermouth.
Mm-hmm.
Whiskey, Campari, and sweet red vermouth. What does your brain tell you that you're drinking here?
Something in the Manhattan family.
Yeah, that's close. Yes, because of whiskey and red vermouth. And if it would have just been some bitters, that would be a Manhattan. Yes, very good, Michael. What I was getting
Thank you.
At, the thing I was trying to hint at is, this is a fucking whiskey Negroni.
Okay.
Because a Negroni is... Gin, Campari, Vermouth. This is whiskey Campari, Vermouth.
Wow. All right. Which came first?
The Negroni. I was going to say it's a chicken or the egg, but it's definitively the egg in this situation.
This one's the egg.
So Paris, the City of Lights.
Yes.
Paris in the 20s, you know, kind of I've referred to Paris in the 20s as a movable feast, and I stick, I hold to that.
I want to get back to that term, but finish, what does that mean?
After the podcast, we'll get into that. Now,
thank you.
There's this guy, Erskine Gwynn. He had a magazine called The Boulevardier, Man About Town, that was for all the American expats living in Paris, and he came up with this drink. For them, for the Americans love whiskey. He came up with a whiskey Negroni for the Americans in Europe. And cool. Here's how the drink got famous, though. We've talked about Harry's New York bar in Paris. Came up in our sidecar episode. And I've been there. I was bragging that I'd been there and I had a Bloody Mary. But the funny thing about it was it's a Parisian bar that's American themed. And this is where like Gertrude Stein and Hemingway and Fitzgerald hung out there and stuff. But
and Owen Wilson.
Yes. But the owner, Harry himself, Harry of Harry's New York Bar, the way he had made the sidecar popular was by putting it in one of his books, one of his cocktail recipe books. And that very same dude, Harry, put the fucking Boulevardier in a different one of his books. So he says, hey, this magazine man came up with it. I'm going to put it in my book. Bing, bang, boom. Now it's all over the world. You can order it wherever you want. I've had a couple of them recently at the Dresden. I'm a fan.
And for our younger listeners, that would be like putting it in your stories.
Yeah. If you put it in your reels, you know, that's not the perfect analogy, but your stories, yes.
Yes.
And for our octogenarian listeners, your snail mail. You've got snail mail.
I do.
Not bad.
I do.
Ingredients, according to the IBA Association of Cocktails. Nice and easy. 45 milliliters, an ounce and a half of bourbon or whiskey.
Boom. Okay.
Bourbon or whiskey. Timmy, bourbon or rye whiskey.
Uh-huh. Great.
I always thought it was just rye, but they're saying bourbon or rye. Thank you.
Okay.
30 milliliters, 1 ounce of bitter Campari. Problematic with you guys. Not fans of the stuff.
Right.
Nope. Ashy?
30 milliliters, 1 ounce of sweet red vermouth.
Oof.
Very divisive amongst the sloppy boys. I have shit-talked it, but I bought a fancier brand today, and I'm excited to taste.
Mm-hmm.
Method. Pour all ingredients into mixing glass with ice cubes. Stir well. Oh, not shake. Stir.
This drink gets worse all the time. Keep going.
Strain into a chilled cocktail glass. Garnish with an orange zest. Optionally, a lemon zest.
Cool. I got all the goods.
I'm going to do a lemon. Do not have the orange.
I'm doing an orange.
Orange.
And then are you... So, Tim, you think, regardless of what the IBA says, the rye's the way to go. You've seen more rye.
I really don't know shit, but I wanted to say rye because when I think of the Manhattan, I think of rye. But I would go either way. I'm probably going to use rye because I don't like it as much. And if I use bourbon, I'm giving this drink an unfair advantage because I love bourbon.
Same.
I'm looking at my Jim Beam bourbon right across the room.
Yeah, you did a little finger gun with that click click, everybody.
Been staring at me all day.
Guys, I don't want to judge this. I don't want to judge a book by its cover.
Right.
I don't expect I'm going to like this at all.
Jeff, I'm with you. I think this is going to be one of those tough man drinks that we don't do well with.
Yeah, I know.
I like that.
Oh, God.
It's tough man. We're too wimpy for this drink, but this drink is meant to be a guy who kind of saunters around a city taking in the vibes. It's not exactly a blue-collar drink. No, it's got some strikes against. We're not vermouth heads. You guys are not Campari heads. I'm not crazy for Campari. I'm just open to it. And it's got to be used in the perfect measure.
What you said you got a fancier vermouth. Which brand did you get?
Antica Formula.
Woo. Ooh. I got Dolan.
Oh yeah, I got even worse than Dolan. I got like a
Gallo.
I'll tell you in a minute.
I was looking at that worse. Gallo. It was only $4.99 for a big old vat of it.
What? What?
Yeah.
I'm here dropping $11.99.
Dude, I'm fucking dropping $17.99 a little tiny bottle.
All right, folks. We'll see you back here in a jiffy.
How?
Later.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back. A couple boulevardiers with their boulevardiers.
Mm-hmm. That's us. We sauntered all around our streets and came right back with these. I'll tell you, you know how I felt stirring this up? I felt proud. I was looking at my mixing glass and I looked at my lemon zest and I was like, I can't believe that I'm making this. It looks beautiful.
I felt proud.
Because you like these, Tim, the ones you've had before.
I like these, but because I like Negronis, and I've only had a couple of these. But just in general, look at it. It's a real cocktail. All of us, we're good.
It's definitely red.
It's red. It's in the little. I mean, Jeff's a stemless, but Tim and I have a little stem coupe glasses here. It's cool.
Well, let's do it. Ooh, I zested the rim. I'm liking that.
Mm. Oh, I forgot to express my zest.
Oh, yeah. Express.
Ooh. Okay.
Why do I like this more than the... What was the other one, Tim?
Negroni?
I remember really not liking...
Because this has a rye whiskey kick.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't love rye either.
It's the Negroni with the rye whiskey kick.
My question is, why is mine already gone? okay. This is, remember that Luxardo bitter I had?
Yep.
Dusty bottle.
Yeah, I still have it. I got actual Campari today.
Oh.
So I think that is helpful with the taste. Like, I think if I made my Negroni or my other, whatever other dusty, ashy drink I've had on this pod, it's probably due to that Luxardo bitter. This still has the little hint of ash.
Yeah.
And you are sitting in your fireplace as you say this.
Yeah.
You know what I think is saving me on this? I'm surprised that I like it on first sips. Mm-hmm. But you'll see, I got a big old orange rind floating in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I expressed it all over the place, and I think I'm getting a lot of that nice citrus.
Mm. Yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Now, I used lemon. And you use orange. Tim, what'd you use?
I wish I had an orange. Grape? I only had a lemon.
Grape. What about a lime?
What about George?
I can see a grapefruit.
Yeah, how come grapefruit is never zested? When we did our Hemingway daiquiris, we should have
guys twisted. Let's keep that to ourselves. And that'll be part of the Sloppy Boys cocktail.
If we whisper it, then no one will know.
Yeah. Wait, what? We should be the first to use grapefruit as a zest.
Yes.
And we'll do that thing you love, Jeff, where grapefruit won't be one of the ingredients in the drink. And then just boom.
Oh, Tim. I love it.
It's a fucking...
makes me so happy.
It's like a Hams light beer and then a grapefruit zest.
Where the hell does one get a grapefruit anyway?
Mike, save it for your stand-up.
So this, This, no, my stand-up career is dead with material like that.
You walk in on stage, hey, where does anyone get a grapefruit anyway? Everyone's like, the grocery store, the produce section of the grocery store.
When, now?
Yes, pretty much any time.
Not right now. You're on stage. This is a really, I do feel like a very, a fucking 1920s, cocktail person. I'm in a bar. There's a lot of wood around. It's the glasses are like that thick glass.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. And that, I think the type of guy drinking this thing is someone who has a couple sips, then tucks a little flower in his lapel, puts his hat on, and heads out to the boulevard and does a little sauntering.
This has a sweetness to it I wasn't expecting.
It's kind of like us.
That, my boy, is a sweet red vermouth.
You weren't expecting the sweetness.
You know, this definitely tastes like an old-timey cocktail with some culture behind it, but how does it suit the modern man?
Mm. Yeah, between texts, you know? Instead of sauntering the boulevard, these days you're scrolling tweets.
Yeah, I'm sauntering between tabs on my Google Chrome browser.
With my Google glasses.
Well, I'm loving it because of the balance, right? I said... I'm not the biggest rye whiskey fan because it's more spicy and not as kind of like, I like the kind of caramelized woodiness of bourbon, and rye is more of a bright burn.
Uh-huh.
But you put all these weird ingredients together and they balance each other out. I like Campari in this context. I like rye in this context. And guys, the revelation, ever since I shit on the Manhattan, I felt kind of bad, and I felt like it was worth a revisit. And today, with this expensive sweet red vermouth, I took a sip, and it's so much better than the stuff I had used on the Manhattan. And it was almost, it almost reminded me of like Luxardo cherries, like or like cherry hearing that we used in our Singapore slings. It's
okay.
It was sweet, but it was dark, and it was black cherry-esque, and I want to make a Manhattan with it so that Manhattan can have web redemption.
You know what you should do? You should, Tim, you should develop a ice cream. You know how there's like there's like a rum butternut, what is it? Rum raisin. You should do like a red vermouth ice cream.
That's a good idea. And
that's a very good idea.
Okay, Michael, chill out. What if I want it to be like a fancy version of Cherry Garcia? So instead of cherry, it's sweet red vermouth. And then what's instead of the chocolate, it's like, you know, carob or something, some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't fucking know. Godiva.
Cherry Garcia.
Now, Tim, do you remember what the bad vermouth was? Because I used Nwali Prat. Nwali Prat.
I'll just take the Nwali Prat.
Wally Pratt is famous for making just the worst vermouth.
It was the cheap one, a cap and cork. So,
yeah, we may have actually shared a bottle, and I didn't like it.
Huh?
You shared a bottle after a night of discussion.
Yes, we toasted to the night. To the boulevardiers of the podcastosphere.
To the wanderers, to the gadabouts, to the raconteurs.
Our thing, when we sabered champagne, we said, to all the other saberers, slash on.
Now, my little vermouth month take here. Is this vermouth month again?
Kind of.
I got a brand new bottle today, so I think that helps, because when we made the Manhattans, I had an old bottle. Mm-hmm. So this is good on that front as well. I like it. And did you guys remember to put your vermouth right into the fridge?
No, I'm going to do it right after the bottle.
So what you're saying is the vermouth is Luth?
That's right.
The vermouth has turned. Right. Guys, don't you feel that race against the clock now, that you have to drink all your vermouth within a month?
I know. I'm going to run out in the street. Who wants a Boulevardier? I can't even say it. Who wants a Boulevardier?
Mike, you'll be mobbed.
fine, as long as I can get rid
of
this.
That's a good way to become a boulevardier, though, is you walk on the street every night with your bottle of vermouth, trying to pass it around the town, giving people sips.
Anyone, young and old.
I've talked on this show about my great southern saunter through New Orleans, and I talked about...
Well, yes, Tim, I believe you have.
Okay, southern guy. I've also talked about, Mike, be ready for this one, my long kind of drunken stroll through Chicago.
Yeah, Tim, I think you did mention that at one particular point in this podcast.
How? What about you guys? Are you, the two of you, do you like to take a long, pensive stroll? Not pensive, ponderous.
I'll take constitutions all around Brooklyn, Manhattan, the whole, all types of things.
I thought Constitution was a shit. Oh, that's constitutional. Morning constitution.
That's constipation, my man, and it's the lack of shit.
Ooh, very different. And Mike, I've even known you to take such a long stroll, sometimes you go 26 miles and change.
Yeah, I mean, these aren't strolls. These are high-paced, intense runs, focused.
Yeah.
Mike, you ever walk over that old Williamsburg Bridge?
I've been over it and back, and then back again.
In the same day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, Tim, you know, L.A.'s a real walking town. We love to walk here. We don't drive anywhere.
I'm the walk.
You know, it feels like a moonwalk.
I put more miles on my... the heel toe express than I wait. We had a joke. Remember when we first lived in LA, I had a telemarketing job that was 3 miles away and I walked to it for some reason.
Yeah.
And then we had a joke that we talked a lot about how I was always hoofing it and then, or taking the heel toe express. And then we said that I was going to put out a book called Hoofing It: Short Stories of Long Walks.
Tim, I remember coming back from like my job and depending on like where you were on your walk, I could like scoop you up coming back from your telemarketing gig.
I remember you picking me up a lot, and then there was one time I was walking back from that job and it was raining and I stood under a little tree, not a tree that gives you cover, but a sad little Charlie Brown tree, and I was kind of standing there being like, oh boy, look, the LA is not working out for me, man. I just graduated a couple of months ago, came out here, and what the fuck am I doing? And then in that moment of like an Ithaca grad I knew pulled up next to me. His name was John and he had huge biceps. You remember that guy?
Oh,
he was like a film guy. But he pulled
my
up.
My name's Mike with huge biceps. No, it wasn't me.
Yeah, I know Jeff with amazing abs.
Oh, he was. He liked. Amazing abs. He liked. He liked the band White Stripes, and he would blast it in his car.
Mike, I shit you not. Ball and Biscuit was blasting from this car.
I remember him on the Ithaca campus driving around playing that music.
Well, this was probably 3 years later. He's still listening to the same album.
he was an intense guy. He was big.
I'm under the tree hearing the rain, the pitter patter of the rain, and then I hear boom, bam, bam, gang, gang. Quite possible I'll be a third man, girl. And then he was like, Kimmy K, get in here. And he drove me home. And it's not like he was doing great in LA either, but it was kind of I was kind of eating crow. You know, to the other film kids in Ithaca, me being like, yeah, kind of a hot shot out here. I swear I don't always stand under trees getting rained on.
Were you. Before he left his car, you're like, would you mind if I use that song as my favorite guitar solo on the Sloppy Boys Blowout?
And he was like, what, is that like your Patreon show where you kind of do whatever you want?
It's the future of media.
Oh. It's a podcast.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I'll tell you my other brilliant move, and you slopheads can use this telemarketing job with this long walk. I didn't have no money, right? They paid me minimum wage. One day I'm walking home, it's cold. So I pop into Rite Aid, buy a crew neck sweatshirt, put it on, walk 3 miles, stop by at another Rite Aid, return it.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Get my $7.99 back, walk up the hill to my house. Bing, bang, boom.
Sir, this thing is warm.
Sir, it stinks.
This smells Greek.
Do you remember when we were first in LA, we tried to get a job at Ribs USA and they wouldn't hire us?
And I had like 7 years rib smoking experience.
Yeah, I had come from working, I was bussing tables at a steakhouse before that, and they wouldn't hire us.
You know what it was? I think that they could smell on us. We were little comedy boys and our hearts weren't in the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
Isn't that the worst?
You don't got the meat on your bones for this.
Well, I remember my interview. They were like, so what are you into? And I was like, Kids in the Hall, The State. Exit 57.
Did you say The Steak?
The Steak or The Steak?
Oh, please. I hope he said The Steak, please. No.
Ribs for all and The Steak? Whoa.
Isn't that a shitty time, though, when you first moved to LA and like you don't want to do anything? I missed so many jobs because they were like, we don't know if your heart's in this. It's like, nobody's heart is in any job. Yeah. What are you talking about?
The cruel irony is I've been a comedy writer for 10, 11 years now, and I am way more excited about ribs. And I would, like, the prospect of smoking pork spare ribs, like, that
you
is
go back.
So you should go back there fun. And say, I've gotten the comedy stuff out of my system.
I've done a lot of thinking, and I'm
back. I kicked the door down. They're like, it's him.
We knew he'd come back.
Where's your friend with the big biceps?
I remember early on in Tim, you just reminded me of this. Early on in our stay in LA, I went to the Universal lot to have a meeting at Dino De Laurentiis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I got there very early, so I just walked around the Universal lot, and I got lost in the fake city that they had going on there. Uh-huh. And I was like, fuck, I gotta get out of this place. Yeah. I can't be late for my meeting, but I was early because I got lost in a fake city. And then, Tim, I think I called you and said, or asked if you could help me out because you were by a computer.
Oh.
No, I came and picked you up.
You picked me up, but that must have been after the interview then.
Oh, yes, right. Okay. You needed, these were like MapQuest days when you wanted me to Google something for you.
And you were, you came to pick me up, but you were like, you called me and you were like, what street are you on? I was like, Jimi Hendrix Boulevard.
It was fake streets.
Oh,
it was,
yeah.
It was like, Tim, can you help me? I'm lost. I don't know what the fuck to do. I was like, where are you? Like, the corner of Jimmy Stewart and Jimi Hendrix.
It's like fake cartoon street.
Fake streets in a fake town, and I'm lost, and I'm afraid I'm going to die.
Do they even pop up on MapQuest?
It's like, there's a gang of minions that are about to kick my ass.
Needless to say, I am not known for working at Dino De Laurentiis.
Yep. Wait, Dino De Laurentiis, is that a fashion designer? De Laurentiis?
No, he's a producer.
Ah. It's a producer, but Dino D something is a fashion designer.
Dino Stamatopoulos is a comedy writer, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Dino is a dog on the cartoon.
Well, exactly. So as we're doing the podcast here, I looked at my phone. I just had a missed call from my landlord.
Yep.
What does it say?
That I missed the call. He left a voicemail I see here. But I don't know if I ever told you that my landlord, weirdly enough, is Stevie Wonder.
No shit.
Mike, how did this
we've
not
talked
come
about
up?
How does this not come up?
I know, we've talked about this Stevie Wonder on the podcast more than four times.
Have you met him?
Yeah, I met him. I've met him before. But do you mind if I just because this might be a pressing issue, do you mind if I play the voicemail so I can listen to it?
Yeah, I mean, you got business to attend to, so yeah, if you got to listen to this voicemail, that's fine.
Yeah, he's my landlord. He's...
Well, we're on board, yeah. We
So
we don't doubt it.
Something, well, also, it's, what's today? It's the, very early on, this first week of the month. Oh, I bet it's about my, shit. Okay, can we just listen to this?
Oh, I think it could be about your,
I
just called to say the rent's due. I just called to say I fixed the stairs. To say the rent's due,
nice.
And I'll need it by the end of the month.
Nice. Okay.
I decided to give you a little extra time with your rent this month, Mike, because you've been so good to me, watering my plants when I'm out of town and making me those big spaghetti and meatball dinners every other Sunday night.
That's his voice.
Hey, listen, if you're not doing anything later this week, I DVR'd the last couple Masked Singers if you want to drink a few beers and watch. Or maybe even the Viviardier, is that how you call it? I know you're doing that this week. I just come to say the rent's due. Oh, sorry, I already did that part. Okay, Mike, I'll talk to you later. Oh, and before I forget, isn't Mary in 18B a real Karen sometimes? All right, I'll talk to you. Bye, Mike. Woo!
Oh, man.
Kind of more of a Michael Jackson.
Yeah, okay, great. Okay, so my rent's due, of course, I forgot.
Yeah.
But at the end of the month, that's so great. He's gave me the whole month.
You have a lot of time. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Fantastic.
And then I'm sorry to hear about your stairs, but it sounds like they're okay.
No, yeah, he fixed. Apparently, he had a. Yeah, we did have a problem with the stairs. Not apparently. I know. I walk up the thing.
Apparently.
And then Mary is a Karen. Sounds like.
Yeah. In what did he say? 18B. I forget what the number was.
Well, it's cool. You have that kind of like.
Yeah, he's cool. We hang out.
Relationship.
We do dinners sometimes, and
it's awesome that he said all that on your voicemail and. And I, this is like just a small thing, but for me, I was kind of, I lost interest a little bit while during the message. And I was like, this is cool and everything. I mean, it's cool.
It's not really for us. It's for Mike.
Yeah. He's like a right, rock and roll Hall of Famer and he's a legend. And I fucking love Stevie Wonder, but I did kind of get bored and I started to think about like, yeah, sometimes when we play tapes on the shows, you know, they have to do with the drink of the week. And then Stevie knew that it was Boulevardier week.
Yeah.
He pronounced it a little weird.
He doesn't, you know, we pronounce it because we know
we're cocktail guys.
Familiar with the drink. Yeah, we're cocktail.
He knows music.
Yeah, I don't think he's much of a drinker either. But he did want to have some beers. He doesn't drink that much, but he knows I like to drink. yeah, I know. I totally get you phasing out or, you know, sort of not listening because if one of your guys' landlords or...
Yeah. No, landlord voicemails are typically like not a thing that you would intently listen to. But in your case,
very,
Stevie
Wonder. You don't want the, you want them to be boring. You want those calls to be boring. you don't want an exciting call from your landlord.
Jesus Christ.
Another funny thing I picked up on that call, Mike.
Oh, shit.
Fox's The Masked Singer.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like to me, I think I've seen like little bits of it. I think that show is kind of dumb bullshit. Not for me.
Okay.
You know,
I haven't seen the last few, but if you have, don't.
You know, I think of myself as a musician. And so like these like sort of contest shows, I'm like, this kind of seems like bullshit to me.
Mm.
And now here's Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
He loves Masked Singer.
He loves it. Yeah.
So I'm starting to think maybe I should, you know. Give that show another shot.
Well, it's a music show, and then and
he knows music.
It's always surprising to him when it's revealed, and you know, I help him out with who it is. But yeah,
I mean, like that's Tony Hawk, Stevie. He does some of the best tricks
on a skateboard.
That's not. I mean, I don't want to be ableist here, but you know, Stevie Wonder. When they reveal The Masked Singer, it's weird. He would love that show that is based so much on pulling a mask off and seeing somebody's face, but.
Honestly, we don't even really love the show. It's just something we put on so we can have a few beers. There's some music in the background.
And he doesn't even really like to drink. So it's really just an excuse for you to you to drink beers at his place.
Yeah. It's a place for me to have a few free beers, get to kick it with, I mean, you said it yourself, a rock and roll Hall of Famer.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Songs in the Key of Life, Inner Visions.
Yeah, he's always telling me about stories from the 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, all that
like
stuff.
Typical landlord shit or like music stuff?
Music stuff. No, I don't care about it, the landlords. He will try to sneak in some landlord stories.
Like, oh, yeah, I had to really cock the bathroom coping of this one place. You know, like, Stevie, come on.
Yeah, did I tell you about the toilet that had a turd in it?
Well, he's always going, he's like, did I tell you what Mary said to me today? I was like, I really don't have a problem with Mary.
Oh, yeah.
She seems to be aggressive towards him, but she's been here forever before
he's
been
here. She's a bit of a Karen,
Yeah, she's a bit of a Karen. So he thinks. Well, whatever. So that's my thing.
Whatever.
Should we make a... I'm glad I heard that, though, that I've got some time.
Yes.
Yes. Let's do a little second rounder.
Sure.
We'll come back and we'll give this a really stern evaluation.
Mm.
Howard Stern?
I love it. I love...
Robin.
Hey, I'm going to throw bologna at your butt.
He would actually do that.
Folks, we'll be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
And we're back with our final thoughts on the Boulevardier.
Okay, I love it. I'll order it again. This is better than the ones I've ordered at bars, and ooh, it is redeemed sweet red vermouth for me, and it's redeeming the idea of a Manhattan, and I apologize to the Manhattan.
Nice. Well, you're making it with those good ingredients over there, Tim. I'm with you. I thought to myself, when I was buying the stuff today, I said, this is not going to be good. I don't want to do this, but I'm happy about this drink. I will get it. I'll make it myself again, because this is good, and I'll get it at a nice place that I think will be doing it correctly.
Yeah. I mean, I would give this a solid B. I like it a lot more than I thought I would. It's an order again, obviously. I don't know. It's probably not going to be part of my routine.
Mm. It's a nice one, though, if you're out with people like, hey, do you want to get a round of Boulevardiers? What the hell are you talking about? Just try it, man. We're at a nice place. And I'm bringing you here, so do what I say.
You're paying.
You're paying, but I brought you here. You know that.
Is that a good vibe to have with your friends? Like, do what I say. I'm bringing you here.
These are not your friends. These are your coworkers.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I zoned out. I'll be honest.
No. I didn't say if, but I'm addending, amending that it's you're with your coworkers.
Mike, it's on us for assuming.
Yeah.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where you can listen to the Sloppy Boys Blowout. That's our weekly bonus episode. And also, we got a monthly show over there, Questions for Lennon, with our very own Mike Hanford.
Yeah, this month is Joe Firestone. Very good.
Oh, my God.
Noise.
Super funny.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Later, everybody.
Now to hit the boulevard.
Left foot, right foot. That's the way. If you walk the boulevard today.
Hey.
I'm walking here.
And I'm trying to drive. That's why I honked.